This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A 70-year-old woman from Canada is dead after being attacked by a bison on a popular hiking trail in Custer State Park in western South Dakota, marking the first fatal bison attack in that park in 21 years. The name of the woman has not been released, Custer County Sheriff Marty McKaylee said. The woman and her husband were on vacation in Custer State Park. The woman was killed by the bison last Monday afternoon on the Grace Coolidge Trail, about 1.5 miles from Center Lake in Custer State Park. The woman and her husband saw 5 bull bison walking along the trail about 1,500 feet ahead of them. The bull bison continued down the trail and out of sight ahead of the couple. Sheriff McKaylee said the couple stopped every now and then to give the bison space, but the couple was steadily closing the space to the bison bulls until they were less than 50 yards away. Sheriff McKaylee said, as they got closer to the bulls, one of them turned around and came at her. One of the bulls charged her and hit her. The bull threw the woman roughly 6 feet in the air. The husband took cover behind a tree and called 911. Sheriff McKaylee said the bison lingered near the woman for about 15 minutes after the initial attack. During that time, she was still conscious and able to speak with her husband a short distance away. The 70-year-old woman had serious injuries to her leg and complained to her husband of abdominal pain. After about 15 minutes, the bison walked away. But when the husband attempted to reach his wife, the animal turned and charged a second time, tossing her into the air and throwing her 20 feet in an even more aggressive throw. The bison walked away a second time, and the husband ran to his wife to perform CPR. The woman had stopped breathing. Custer State Park staff responded quickly and rendered first aid. Emergency air transport was requested, but a life flight helicopter could not perform the rescue because of stormy weather in the area. The woman's death from getting too close and being tossed by a bison is the first in a long while in Custer State Park, but it's not the most recent incident between visitors and wildlife. In 2020, a female bike rider from Iowa made national news after she was de-pantsed by a buffalo when she got too close to its calf. The bison, defending its calf, moved to gore the woman, but one of the bison's horns got caught in the woman's belt and the animal violently swung her around, de-pantsing her. In 2022, British tourist Amelia Dean was hospitalized for weeks after being gored and flipped by a bison in Custer State Park. As national park and state parks get busier this tourist season, everyone is reminded to back off and give the wildlife their space. The beloved summer tradition of horse racing at the fairgrounds in Great Falls won't happen this year. The Great Falls Turf Club announced that the 2026 horse race season in Great Falls has been canceled. The horse racing season was scheduled to run for 3 weekends at Montana Expo Park, July 11 and 12, July 18 and 19, and July 25-26, the opening weekend of Montana State Fair. The Great Falls Turf Club said that the decision to cancel horse racing this year was due to unexpected budget shortfalls that left the club unable to meet the substantial operational expenses required to host the annual summer events. The Great Falls Turf Club said that it's focused on restructuring so it can make a strong, triumphant return. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.